Hey, everybody. This is Dan Binkin with the Family Business Forum at UNI. Today, I'm joined by Todd Sommerfeld of Craig Toole in Huxley, although I think you guys are moving fairly soon to Ankeny area. So good luck with that move. I hope everything goes well there, Todd. Excited to have you on today. I think you can represent a great expertise for us in the realm of next generation leadership development. You can speak from the standpoint of having been a next generation person within your own family company and now being the current generation leadership of that company. I think our audience will be excited to kind of hear some of the things that you're doing and some of the mentoring types of things that you've worked on. So with that, Todd, maybe I'll just have you kind of introduce yourself to us a little bit, if you could, and your background and what you're doing now.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Dan. I'm second generation owner of Craig Toole Company here. And Craig Toole is 30 years old this year, and this will be my 20th year with the business. So,
all right.
Grew up in the business. We make consumer woodworking tools. So we do a fair amount of our own manufacturing, all of our marketing and distribution. We sell to stores like Home Depot and Lowe's and Amazon, especially woodworking dealers. So all of our manufacturing is on our own product and a fair amount of sourcing as well in the consumer goods space. We have about 250 employees today. So when I started 20 years ago, there's about 15 employees.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Background. I went to UNI, as you know.
Woohoo! Go Panthers!
All right. Got an accounting degree. I spent 7 months in public accounting, and then I joined the family business. So I've had a
long storied career there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Opportunity to do a lot, see a lot from a smaller kind of startup company in our backyard to, by the time I started here, it was a sustainable company. My big goal when I started was to continue to grow the business and build things in place for long-term future. My parents had started a company and were kind of hopeful and felt blessed to be in business this year and just hoped we'd be in business next year. And I said, well, I'd like to do what we can to build for the future, build, you know, as much as we can, an ongoing sustainable business. So I've spent a lot of time trying to grow a business and been able to do that here at Craig for the better part of 20 years, growing systems and processes and people. And so I've learned a lot along the ways about not only business planning and development and management, but a lot of business succession. So my parents are now fully retired and out of the business. Their shares have been purchased by an ESOP. And so I've done not only business growth and development, but a lot with business succession planning from the first generation, done a fair amount of it, second generation. And so quite a bit for somebody my age. I'm 43 now. So,
all right. Sounds like we should have you on again sometime to talk about ESOPs. But for now, we'll talk through this. I appreciate it. So kind of, I know one thing that you do, Todd, as maybe it's a sideline and a way to give back even to the community of family owned companies to some extent, but I know you do a little bit of mentoring with next generation leaders of family owned companies. You know, kind of talking to them as you've been in their shoes and now you're kind of in their parents' shoes, so to speak. And can you talk a little bit about the things that you try to address and go over and the way you approach things from that standpoint with that type of work?
Sure. Yeah. I've got two relationships where I've got mentors or folks I'm mentoring that are second or third generation in the business, and they're younger, about 10, 15 years younger than me, and looking to take over at some point in the future. And so the leaders of those organizations. In one case was the individual's dad that I was in CEO group with, and then another one that I was in a CEO group with as well. So they connected me with, you know, the future generation of these organizations. And I think, you know, what I try to do there is just share what I've seen and what I've learned over the years. And what I enjoy about it is there's a lot of the business consulting aspects of it. And there's a lot of good business consultants out there. One of the things that I've really focused on is just the emotional maturity, the kind of the softer skills and mindsets that that go into leading, and really try to talk through that with folks that I'm meeting with and grow them in that regard. Because I think a lot of times people are looking for what are specific skills, what are you know, specific marketing or
yep.
product
acumen type skills. Things. Yeah.
Those are all good. But I really think that one of the things I learned early on is those things I can kind of learn and figure out. It's leading people that hasn't always worked the way I thought it should. I'm very logical and rational, and I find that leading people is not a logical and rational thing. So
most people aren't logical and rational, right?
Yeah. Okay. So just helping with that. And I think I'm able to do that in a way that is emotionally a little disengaged, not disengaged, but emotionally not as tied to the business as a parent would be to their son in one case, and just different perspectives for others that I think is valuable. And I think that's where the people that connected me saw that there'd be value in that.
Okay.
That learning.
Sure. I mean, if you, if we take that a step further to yourself, you know, what are the things that you wish maybe, or that you would have told your younger self as you kind of were developing as an executive in leadership of a family owned company? Are there things like that that come to play that you now pass on to these other folks, or is that not necessarily how it works?
No, that's, you know, a lot of it is just, you know, hindsight's 2020. And so, learning, getting context for things that I didn't have full context of has been helpful. And I think that's one of the things that leaders can do. You know, it's not something that I had a lot of in this business. So I was leading a business, from a younger age to a place that my parents didn't have visibility to. They just didn't lead. And so what I didn't do is find folks. Ultimately I found folks, but I wasn't strongly encouraged by, let's say, my dad to go out and find folks that were you know, if you want to be bigger or different or grow, it's helpful to have folks that have been there and done that. And so I think over the years, what I've done a lot of is just reaching out to, whether it's consultants or coaches, and really trying to learn.
Okay. And,
So I have valued that and learned a lot and developed a lot for that. So I think it's definitely something that if I, in a situation where I can add value from a perspective, I think it's definitely something we as the business community can do to strengthen and bring up the future generations of leaders in the state.
Okay, cool. You know, kind of with that then, Todd, I know you have kids, and maybe you could kind of describe for us, you know, how many ages and that kind of thing, but how are you bringing them up to kind of be a proactive parenting leader to them about family business and being a business family type of thing, if you know what I mean?
You bet. Yeah, some I've spent a lot of time thinking about. So my kids, my oldest daughter will turn 16 here in about a month.
Yikes.
I have 13 and 8-year-old boys. So three kids. And, you know, what I'm trying to do there is just really identify each of them. You know, each of them is unique and they have their own personality and their own things that they value and enjoy, and really trying to identify what those unique skill sets are and encourage those and advance those. And, you know, I don't know that I necessarily have a mindset that they will be working it in the business someday. Mm-hmm. But what I try to teach them is kind of an ownership, just stewarding mindset.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, when we, you know, when we own the business here, it's not so much that they're going to work in the business, but what, you know, what's the mindset that I have as an owner? And how does that mindset translate it into life skills and relational skills? And, so, Where I once thought about, what do I got to teach them in the way of business skills and cash flows? It's largely just how to have more of a abundance mindset, and really what are relationship principles that I want to teach them about stewarding wealth and helping them with, I really stress this, you know, the inheritance of stock and wealth isn't so much about the financial aspect, but it's really about the values that, that created that.
Yep. Wealth. Yep.
And so, you know, finding ways to, really focus on the values, and they'll create wealth their own unique way. Not necessarily my way or the way of this particular company, but it's really the values that I'm trying to teach.
Okay. So Todd, that sounds great. You know, trying to kind of bring the culture, the values, the norms of how things have been developed, and making sure to instill those in your kids, it sounds like, is just important as teaching them how to read a financial statement, for example, or learning about human resources policies and procedures, or whatever else you might try to do. But for you, how does that manifest itself in terms of how you then interact with your kids when you're doing this intentionally? How does that look?
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways you can do that. I mean, I think, you know, some of the biggest ways is just giving them opportunities to try things and experience things on their own. From, you know, my 8-year-old, you know, if he wants to get something in a concession stand, I'll give him $5, $10, and he'll go figure that out. Right. And my daughter, who is in high school sports, you know, a lot of high school sports these days, it can get pretty political. And what that looks like is parents spend a lot of time politicking on behalf of their child for playing time or whatnot. We just don't do that, because I think for my daughter, for my kids, is if they want something, you know, they've got to one, identify what they want, and then go get it.
Yeah.
Right. So it's really trying to help them understand what do they want out of sports. I mean, I might want them to get more playing time or do something, but if they don't want it, I don't want to teach them that I'm going to fight harder for something that I want for them than they want for themselves.
Sure.
It's really putting them in positions to own their communications, to own their, what do they want? So we spent a lot of time asking my kids, how does that make you feel? Okay. My son wanted to quit swimming this year, and I really wanted to know why? I mean, I'm not saying you can't quit it, but can you tell me why? Why did you once like it and now you don't? And so, spent a lot of time working with them on self-awareness.
Yep.
And how to identify it and manage it.
Oh, that's great. The self-awareness topic is big because so this fall we're launching a next generation leadership development group. And so we're going to be working with a lot of these next gen leaders of Iowa family owned companies in kind of a cohort style. And a big focus of that is going to be about who are you and who are you not type of things, and self-assessment work, 360 assessment work, trying to help them figure out, you know, I'm not my mother or father, and this is who I am, and how does that relate back to the company type of thing. I'm assuming you're very different from your father, and that your kids will be a little bit different than you. So it sounds like you've, you know, trying to help them identify who they are. How do you apply that to the outside clients that you work with? Do you do some of the same things?
Well, I think foundationally, that's at the root of a lot of behavioral leadership practices. So when you talk about identity, I think I spent a lot of years performing for an identity, mm-hmm. and through just growth and learning and some healing emotionally, I've learned to find security in my identity and really perform from my identity, not for one. And I think that's kind of at the heart of, you know, how I try to parent and how I try to mentor folks, is really mentoring or coaching in terms of what are you saying inside your own head that I can help reflect and bring awareness to, ask questions around, that really gets to your mindset and what that inner voice is saying.
Sure. That's Hallmark stuff there, Todd. Not from your identity, or not for an identity, but from your own established identity.
Yeah.
Meaning not what you want the outside world thinking they are wanting you to look like and act like, but who you are as a person anyway, and that's just going to be what it is type of thing.
That's the idea.
Okay. That's cool, man. I love that. Any other parting shots you got for us and our family-owned businesses that are listening today?
I don't know. I just keep up the good work and keep learning, keep growing. And one of the things is from a growth standpoint, you're never growing if you're not slightly uncomfortable. So find situations, whether it's coaches or mentors, and help them make you a little uncomfortable so you can grow.
I got one last question for you, Todd, because this is something that I see with clients that are folks that we interact with, is some of them are more willing than others to maybe look at what's going on in the outside world around them. And the outside world could be anything from their industry to a consultant, a peer group, advice from folks that they normally wouldn't get advice from. How have you kind of shaped yourself to know that I don't know as much as what the outside world does, or I want to value what the outside world might have to offer in some ways, and I want to at least check it out? You know what I mean by that? I know you've done a lot of things in your career as an executive to kind of plug in. And I'm just wondering how you develop the, the need or the desire to go after that and seek that out and know that it was a good use of your time.
Yeah, I think part of this, I'm just wired to learn. And so I have a desire to learn and to grow. I think some of that is being willing to put yourself in a position where, I think some people I see, they don't want to admit that they don't know something.
Yeah.
And so I think permission to, we're not supposed to know everything, and you can't know everything. And I personally am a fan of investing in my own growth. And so when I find coaches or consultants, when I spend the money, I do so for holding myself accountable to doing some things that I wouldn't naturally do on my own. So I haven't always, I can't say that every consultant I bring in, I fully agree with or understand, but I'm paying them for a reason. And over the years, they're, you know, letting them run things the way they want. I have often grown and learned in that process.
Okay, cool.
It's just the willingness to be open, have an open stance to learning.
Hey, Todd, this has been great. I'm glad you had the time to take to kind of go through this, have a little conversation with us about your viewpoints, both as someone who was developed as a next generation leader, and then now someone who is developing others as next generation leaders in their companies. Thanks for coming by today, Todd, and go Panthers, right? So thank you.
Go Panthers. Thanks for what you're doing, Dan. It's been fun.